Well, Ben, captain today, disappointing result at the end. Yeah, really smashing performance for a lot of the game.
Yeah, much better than last week, but you know, still didn't get over the line. But a lot of positives to take. Carlo were probably better than Waterford, but you know, just little things, that's all really. But positive, I think really positive. Like a lot of the younger lads played very well. Liam Coleman scored a goal, Sean Nolan scored a goal, John Tobert, Mark Rosser, you know, so.
Yeah, Martin O'Connor now signing game.
And yeah, Martin and Gavin are brilliant at the back, yeah.
I suppose like, it's going to take time for those young fellas to learn too, Ben, isn't it?
Yeah, like, and look, it's like Waterford and Carlow, two derbies as well, you know, to come into them. But like, it's tough going, and I suppose at the time of the year, like, it's like Championship now with the summer weather, stuff like that. Like, so very tough on the body, but yeah, the younger lads are definitely pushing on, and it's great. They're driving training, they're driving team talks for the match and stuff like that, so it's really good.
When Carlo went down, the few men, it seemed to spur them on. The goalkeeper came out and kind of acted as a sweeper. And we kind of lost our direction really a bit when we needed a couple of points, maybe, just to seal the game.
I think that's all it was at the end. We just, I don't say panicked, but we just didn't see it out probably as well as we could have. You know, a few times we attacked down the wing and turned the ball over rather than maybe coming back around and trying to use the extra man. You know, we kind of attacked down one side, didn't turn around, and then, you know, we just kind of got turned over and then, you know, the way they are, like, that's going to drive them on. We probably didn't play as well as we wanted in the last 15 minutes. You know, like, they got a lucky enough goal. It's a long ball in, flicked on, but, you know, they finished probably a bit stronger than us, in fairness.
But this team just desperately needs a win, doesn't it?
Yeah, we lost twice now against Wicklow. We've lost against Waterford, lost against Carlow. All close games, which is, you know, something that is probably a little bit of a positive. But, yeah, we need to get a win. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know we have a game now in 2 weeks' time, and then we have the Championship, so.
And I suppose the disappointing is, as I said to Shane, you didn't see out the game, really, leading by 3 points with 7 or 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, it's probably the team a little bit in the last few years, just that. Like, when I came into the panel first, you know, 2008, 9, 10, 11, we were kind of used to winning, used to seeing out games, you know, and just needs to get one or two wins, and then hopefully that'll kind of come an experience, I suppose. So.
You're still enjoying it, obviously, Ben.
Yeah, yes.
The elder statesman now, Doughy came on today, and he didn't do too badly.
Played very well when he came on, and he's been probably the fittest I've seen Doughy now in a long time. And
he's an influential player like yourself, isn't
he? Drives everybody on. But no, I'm still enjoying it, still enjoying training, still enjoying all that sort of side of it. And the squad is after changing, obviously, an awful lot in the last year, but it's good to see new faces and playing with new faces and stuff like that.
You'll be positive that we're on the right road. We are, of course, because the future is the young fellas, really. No disrespect to yourself, Ben. Yeah.
You look at Martin O'Connor, like Owen Porter, Liam Coleman, Paddy Hughes, like all probably 20, 21, 22, 23 years of age. You know, then you have the forward, Sean Nolan's really after stepping up this year. Mark Roster's really after stepping up this year. So, like, there's an awful lot of good young players, and that's not including, you're not still missing Owen Nolan there and Mick Furlong. Do you know what I mean? So, like, all them lads to come back in as well.
Well, listen, tough luck today, Ben. I'm glad you're still enjoying it, so best of luck against Leitrim.
Thanks very much, Liam. Thank you.
Ben. Thanks, Liam.